Hospitality workers from across Philadelphia are speaking up about their wages and quality of life ahead of some big events going on next year in the city. Wednesday, workers picketed outside the Sheraton Hotel in Center City as the union representing them seeks new contracts ahead of next year's 250th birthday events. Shafiq Anderson works as a banquet server at the Sheraton and says the union is asking for $30 an hour pay over the next 3 years to keep up with living wages.
We're trying to work harder and we're trying to live our lives, but we need the money and we need the healthcare, we need everything else so we can be able to keep ourselves afloat.
The union represents roughly 4,000 workers in hotels as well as stadiums, universities, and cafeterias. According to Unite Here Local 274, 8 hotels across the city are operating on expired contracts with workers. Philadelphia's District Attorney Larry Krasner says he wants to make an example out of a man who admitted to assaulting 6 people as they slept on the street in Center City earlier this month. Naeem Morgan is facing a number of charges, including assault, reckless endangerment, and harassment for the alleged attack, which was videotaped by his friends early in the morning of the 4th of July. District Attorney Larry Krasner says assaults against residents who do not have a home will not be tolerated. Republicans in the Commonwealth's congressional delegation have raised a lot more money during the last 3 months than their Democratic counterparts. That is according to the latest campaign finance reports. The GOP is getting a jump on fundraising for next year's midterms with some potential challenges on the horizon, including President Donald Trump's low approval rating and unpopular federal budget cuts. For WHYY, John Cole reports the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is targeting 4 districts in the state held by Republicans who raised the most this last quarter.
The DCCC wants to flip seats held by longtime Congressman Scott Perry from South Central Pennsylvania's 10th District and Brian Fitzpatrick of Philadelphia's northern suburbs, as well as a couple of freshman Republican lawmakers, Rob Bresnahan from Northeast Pennsylvania and Ryan McKenzie of the Lehigh Valley. Those races could play a key role if the GOP wants to maintain its majority in the U.S. House beyond 2026. The primary will be the race to watch in Philadelphia's 3rd congressional district, though. Democrats there are vying to succeed Dwight Evans, who announced his retirement last month.
John Cole reporting for WHYY. Checking sports, it was the Red Sox. They were down 5 runs at one point during the game last night with the Phillies in South Philly. The Red Sox prevailed, though. They beat the Phillies Wednesday 9-8 in 11 innings. The Phillies take a little break today, and they take on the Yankees tomorrow at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. And here's a look at the Philly forecast. It's sunny and 77 right now. We'll have sun and clouds along with 90 degrees today on our Thursday, generally clear tonight with a low of 75.